Takže
a podcast about us.
It's all of us, bro.
Yeah! Yeah! The fucking Holy Trinity is together on camera again.
Just so everybody is fully aware of what's going on, Justin is the unofficial third member of the Us podcast.
Much like the fifth Beatle,
yes,
he is the third Usler.
Oh, yeah.
If for true Us podcast fans that remember, we first met Justin on our third episode. He was our first guest, and that was when we first started hanging out with the man himself. And because of him, we got to interview Omar Apollo, Katsuwoso, Nyangatita, Jasper. Nope, that hasn't happened yet.
Michael,
back to that.
Well, let's get the dick sucking out of the way. Let's get the dick sucking out of the way. This man is responsible for every bit of our big chunk of our success as a podcast
and our growth. So thank you, Justin.
That's why his opinions are valid. Yeah. If anybody's wondering,
and that's also why he's here. But also as a fellow fucking brown person, he's here to talk about. I mean, everyone who's watching has already read the title, but regardless, I'm about to intro this shit. So you are watching. Kind of like the continuation of Real Us podcast fans will remember our scorching El Chicano episode.
Our most divisive episode. The dislikes are climbing to be more than the likes themselves. Ooh. Dude, old head beaners are pissed.
They're just like, mijo, how do I unlike this video?
So we wanted, Angel and I, we've been discussing this show idea for a long time, since way before we even heard of El Chicano. And El Chicano was kind of the first backdoor pilot to this idea that we have.
We need to talk about.
Yes, it's like there's probably never gonna be another movie quite like this again at this time. Like we just have to document our seeing of it.
And so we had talked about a segment called "Is It Racist?" where we would see a movie that we either felt was racist, could be racist, and then ultimately come to a final decision. Some of the movies we were kicking around are like Nacho Libre, Blood In, Blood Out, you know, shit like that. But today we are not talking about those movies. Today is the official first episode of Is It Racist? And as you see from the title, we're talking about our boy, John Rambo.
Motherfucking
Sylvester Stallone.
Mr.
Sly,
Mr. half Native American, John Rambo character,
full Indian. My dad was full Indian.
Fucking,
you know?
Goddamn! All this will make sense soon.
This is the first installment.
We're talking about Rambo Last Blood,
Rambo 5,
and
Rambo number 5.
Rambo number 5, and how
that's a good joke.
Big of a piece of shit it is. So, stay tuned. So who wants to go first talking about this fucking movie? We all saw it in theaters separately. Mm-hmm. Who did you see it with?
I saw it with my family.
His family.
I took
a bunch of brownies.
We took out my grandpa because he like really likes these movies, and we all had just been wanting to go to the movies.
What do you mean these movies, Rambo?
So he likes just like bad action films. Like for example, he likes The Expendables. So this is put that into perspective. So we want to go see it as a family, and I was next to my sister, thankfully, for the whole movie, and
thankfully,
because we would just turn and be like,
"It's fucking cringy."
Yeah, it exists, man. Yeah. Just first and foremost, this movie exists. Yeah. That's like the biggest takeaway.
I saw it alone, in a very empty theater, so I was allowed to make all the comments.
Sad boy hours.
Very sad boy. I saw it alone.
That's it. And what were some of the comments you made when you were watching it?
I was like, "You fucking kidding me?" And I was like, "What?" And I was like, no way.
Damn, is this like the new Angel action figure now?
Yeah, those are my soundboard things. What?
I think I had the most fun experience because I went by myself as well. Because y'all had seen it before me, mm-hmm. both of y'all. And then I went that Sunday I went to Norwalk, and, you know, I booked my seat. I'm there. I'm, like, eating popcorn and shit. I'm about to watch this fucking movie. And the seats next to me, they get filled with, like, these other foos. But they all smell dank, bro. They all smell dank, like next to me. And then they're all just, like, fucking there. Like, some, like, foos gone wild dudes, dude, type dudes. And they just stink, dude. And then I was just, like, looking at them. And while the movie was playing, I just kept taking hits from my stizzy. And I was just, like, blowing air. I was like, hey, chill, foo. And then, like, I gave them some.
No way. What the fuck?
And we were just fucking like, token it and watching fucking Rambo. So it was
bonding
pretty,
with foos.
Dude, we were just bonding. It was fucking beautiful. So but that was.
We all came to the consensus that this movie is a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah. Good times aside. This movie is not fucking good. Awful.
I was so angry. I remember leaving the theater and I was like, why was this allowed to be made? So some context as to what the fuck this movie is even about.
Yeah, why are we talking about this movie?
Yeah, so I think this is how I'm going to sum up this fucking movie. It's basically Rambo goes to Mexico, kills cartel, and that's the fucking movie. That's it. That's the biggest thing that happens.
Is it cartel, though, or is it just like a pimp? Is it like a pimp, like, ring?
It's like a what is it, trafficking ring?
Yeah, it's like a human trafficking ring. Yeah, so that's, yeah.
But why is this, okay, so this isn't even like the motive. You see the trailers, and this really isn't mentioned in the trailers.
The fucking trailers make it seem like these Mexicans are coming to Rambo's house just to kill him. Like, yeah, it's like, we got our eyes set on you, Rambo. Yeah. We're fucking coming.
As they messaged Angel right when I left the cinema, it was just an excuse for Sylvester Stallone to do his fanfic of Rambo, but if he was Home Alone.
Yeah, dude, before we did this episode, we sat down and watched the history of Rambo in 7 minutes, and none of the movies, like, relate to this. Well, it relates in some way, but, like, the themes and stuff.
Yeah, no.
But in the most, like, obtuse way, it's, like, it's such a roundabout way it's related. Like, oh, no, he came back to the house.
Because, okay, so there's 5 movies in this series, and you don't have to watch any of the movies before it kind of just carries itself. I mean, that's, like, the one thing I can give this movie.
Itself.
It kind of carries itself. Like, you don't really need to know, because it's pretty vague anyway, and, like, a lot of the things that you're probably going to question, like, you will still have those questions even if you've seen all 4 movies. Because some people just appear out of nowhere, like the grandma and the daughter. But anyway, I think the point I was going to make was lost on me while I was saying all that stuff. So let's keep going.
We get so angry that we forget what the fuck we're talking about. So I think short answer, is this movie racist? I don't know. I'm going to say yes. I don't know about you two.
It like barely borders the line of it racist, of that it's racist, because it's written by no fucking people of color,
yeah.
First and foremost. It's
fucking Sylvester, yeah. Right?
So somebody wrote, like, somebody always writes these parts. So Sylvester Stallone happened to write these parts of going into Mexico.
And then Rambo cuts out the Mexican leader's
heart. And then he tortures one of the foos by ripping his collarbone. And then you see...
Yeah, he breaks fucking... He breaks his collarbone like a chicken wing. Like from...
And breaks it?
That, like, and then they show... I think one of the points I was making... And I remember the point I was trying to make. It's so weird how Rambo got here, because the first one was, like, a pretty solid, like, 70s movie, kind of, like, a critique about how we treat our veterans or whatever, shit like that. And then it devolved into, like, oh, now it's action, just movie shit. And it's like, all right, whatever, they're going to send to go be a... Even back then, they were doing, like, send him to go be a fucking... A
spy in the POW.
Yeah, like a fucking mercenary or whatever. And then it becomes stupid action movie shit. And then now it's just like Rambo's just kind of getting into other people's business.
This is, you know what's going to happen? It's just going to be, what other minority group can Rambo go and fucking murder?
Well, so on the basis of like, who's Rambo going to fuck up? Rambo fucks up Mexicans. But on that, it's not completely racist, but what completely happens in the movie, what actually goes down is like, okay, this is some racist shit. Because this... So Sylvester Stallone portrayed Mexicans as this. Like,
yeah.
That's the bottom line.
There ain't no laws down there.
I had a really... I never get offended by stuff, but I had a really big problem with how closely, like, the camera was and how, like, long we indulged in, like, him. Like, I remember that scene where he's breaking the collarbone. Like, I just remember, like, oh, my God, oh, what a troubling idea. But you're just, like, watching him just fucking dig in there, and they really want... You were saying that it almost feels like subliminally they're just trying to like really normalize. Like,
we
this
need
is,
to hurt them.
Yeah, like we need to really get. Because I'm like, dude, like action. Like if he fought anybody else in that movie that wasn't a person of color, like it was just like, But with Mexicans, fucking...
He took his time.
Yeah, he took his time. No, he really savored it. And that was the most... Like, when I was watching that scene, especially when he's fucking, like, choking that guy in the car and he's breaking his shit, I was just like, man... As like it feels like whoever filmed this like really made fucking. So
this might be reaching a little bit too far, dude. But if you guys noticed, the only Mexicans he doesn't fuck up are the granddaughter, the abuela, and the dad.
These are all
Mexican Americans, right? Yeah. Whereas with the actual national Mexicans, he just fucks them up, dude. Straight up. Yeah, it might be reaching, but I didn't even pick up on that. Can we talk about the actual racist shit?
Yeah, because he didn't fuck up the dead. Yes, but let's talk about racist shit.
Right? Like, let's just start with, I guess, the daughter, dude.
Yeah, let's do it.
So we have no context on who this person is, the daughter or the abuela. We're like, all right, I guess, like, he just lives.
Dude, like, you start the movie, and it's like, oh, Rambo lives with an abuela and a young Latina girl, I guess.
I guess, okay, cool. I guess that's just happening.
I was like, is that his daughter?
Yeah. Because they don't explain, and then like, and then even during the movie you're confused because you're like, okay, so she's your niece, and the lady's your grandma.
And then she's like, I need to go see my dad. He's like, okay, so he's not your dad.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Get that.
But he knows your dad.
Oh, because she calls him Uncle John. She's like, Uncle John.
And even then, it's not.
He's not related.
So we read the wiki, and they're not related. So why? And this is never explained. All we know is that his daughter
is more your father.
This man is more your father.
Oh my God. All right, insert
Chris play the clip.
Roll it. Porque nunca se ha portado como tu padre. That man is more your father.
This man is more your father.
I'm sorry. I'm sure that actress is like really nice. And like really
but
sweet.
Like, but this was a directing, dude.
It's just a bad movie, lady. Yeah. It's not about your accent.
We even said it kind of is though. What's the actress's Montreal?
Yvette Montreal.
These people were actually trying.
But when she got the material, was just like, I want to see my dad.
Okay, but then I ask you, I pose this question. So she's your friend, right? Let's say she's your friend, and she's like, hey, Angel, like I'm gonna go. Do this fucking Rambo movie, and then you're like, oh shit, let me read the script, and you read it, and she's like, well, what do you think? Like, are you excited? Like, do you feel she has a responsibility this early to start being more selective, or should she just pay, like, fucking like Hector? Like, Hector's just gotta eat.
You pose a really good point. Like, I'm kind of torn. I don't really know that answer because I feel like it shouldn't be on her to call that out. You know? Because
see, then so to reference Chicano. We said that we would tell Rafael or Raul or whatever the fuck his name is. Like, we would tell him.
But you see, we were pointing at the fucking big players, the people that like pushed the movie forward. Like, she was just doing her fucking. Like, it's like, I'm not gonna go to an extra on El Chicano and be like, why'd you fucking do this movie for $100?
You pay my rent, fool?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it should be the responsibility of the people with power and in charge. Yeah. Sylvester Stallone should have. He should have read the script and knew it was bad. He wrote the motherfucker. He was literally, and then Rambo goes to Mexico and he kicks ass. And but he doesn't. He gets his ass kicked first, and then his ego is bruised. Yeah. He's like, fucking
Home Alone his house,
and then they fucking put this deep ass fucking cut. I'm like, damn, a permanent fucking scar on Rambo. I'm like, sick. Yeah. And then within the next scene, it's like it's been gone for fucking 6 months.
Yeah, that fucking I don't think it should be her responsibility. Like, if I came up to her, I would be like, hey, between you and me, between you and me, like, there you go. Listen, I saw Rambo, and we both know it's not good, but I just want to know, do you know? It's not good. That's what I would say.
That's a good question. Please. Yeah, because, I mean, I do wonder, like, is she aware that it's a fucking... Like, is she aware? Because I wonder if I would be aware before of all, like, the subtextuals, the subtext stuff. Like just, like, merciless... Like on the page, it's like, oh, he's just killing a bad guy. But when you're watching on screen, you're like, oh, he's just killing... Yeah. It's just some, like... Like, that food looked like just somebody I would see on the street. That's what I was like, what the fuck?
Like, how's it written? Like, Rambo tortures a Mexican cartel person.
And
like,
granted, these are the most evil fucking Mexicans on Earth that he comes across. Okay. They're so cartoonishly fucking evil,
dude,
but yes.
She goes, and the whole motive is like, oh, I'm gonna go find my dad, but that literally only takes, what, like, a 20-minute? Yeah.
20 minutes, and then instantly gets human
trafficked. She gets kidnapped. Oh, bro, no, wait. Yeah. But we can't forget the fucking star of the show, fucking Skonka.
Oh, Giselle!
Dude, Giselle. Oh, like, my God.
Like, the shittiest cousin in existence.
She's like, don't look like a fucking charity case? And then she's like, oh, no, Giselle, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just playing, fool.
Like, you know me.
Stop taking things so seriously. It reminds me in the George Lopez show, there was this girl, I think her name was Marisol, but her thing was just, I know, huh?
I know, huh? I know, huh? I know, huh?
She's a fool's gone wild.
George Lopez lover. Right here. Obviously, he would know. He knows the lore.
I know, huh?
Dude, yeah. I saw that character, and I was like, did you just Google Chola? And then they're like,
First, tell your costume designer, I'd like, she's a Mexican girl, so that's what they look like right there. That Chola right there.
Red flannel, big hoops, a lot of makeup.
Yeah, a lot of embarrassing fucking eyeliner and makeup.
On so many levels, dude. It's like, this chick did that, and then it was filmed in Spain, even though they're Mexico.
Fuck. Right. Okay. As is such the case with fucking El Chicano, which was shot in fucking Calgary, Canada. We're not gonna let you forget.
None of you motherfuckers.
Fucking motherfuckers.
If any of you like it, fuck you. Again, I just want to remind you.
Fuck you if you like El Chicano. And they shot this movie like the scene where they're driving. Oh, there's just so much shit in this movie. The scene where they're, I will get to the driving later, but the scene where they're driving to Mexico and you see Mexico, it says Mexico right on a nice Disneyland gate right above it. And then in the back, it's a building with the fucking Mexican colors. And we're like, that's Italy.
It's just like, then the director was like, show don't tell, right?
Yeah. Mexico.
Big, green,
Mexico.
White, red.
Yeah.
And they shot this shit in Canada. Sorry, Chicago. They shot this shit in Spain.
In El Spain. Motherfuckers, dude.
Why do you...
Because it's fully cheap.
No.
I know why, but it's like, why even bother?
Because Mexicans are a hot topic right now. People love Mexicans.
Why?
But they're afraid of them, too.
And the war comes home.
That's such a weird way.
The trailer has a fucking line that says, war comes home.
Dun, dun,
and
dun.
I couldn't believe it said that. And it's just such a subtle fucking manipulative tactic. Some like ignorant dude in fucking, I don't know, Alabama is fucking seeing this trailer being like, the war comes home, seeing all these Mexicans shooting up Rambo's home. And it's like, get him, Rambo! Like, they're home.
Not my home.
Yeah, not my home.
Not today.
Get him, Rambo!
Like, nobody, like, who's talking about this? Yeah. Nobody. It's like, war comes home, Rambo killing Mexicans.
I don't get it. After coming out in such, I think, like, woke adjacent movies like Creed, you know, like, where he's around people of color, those movies celebrate, you know, like, new generations of different types of people and stories. And then he goes and he makes this. It's
he just
like,
wrote it bad, dude. Like, he really cares.
Oh, dude, when you have such an incredible, passionate director, such as whatever his name is.
Andrew Griesberg?
Malleable?
Yeah. Oh, such a malleable director and such a director who's really open to suggestions.
Another ghost director.
A bitch!
Adrian, the director, is very malleable and very kind of open to suggestion. There's always that temptation to go, get out of the way. I'll handle this.
All quotes from Sylvester Stallone.
Like, are we not trying?
Yeah.
Like, clearly goes directed by this fool. Oh, yeah, you know, he can take criticisms.
Yeah, it's like, no, dude, Sylvester Stallone directed this shit. And you can tell. It's an old head mentality.
Okay, so now the question I have for, that I want to post to everybody, because I'm genuinely curious, because I don't think we've asked this of each other yet. How do we feel about Sylvester Stallone now? I know that sounds like such a fucking like, that sounds like such like a BuzzFeed question. So how are we feeling about this whole Sylvester situation? Are we? Is he canceled? Are we stan?
I have a hard time because as we were discussing before, this dude wrote Rocky and he started Rocky. Guy did Rocky. And such a
dude, he was in Creed, bro. Like that was, I think, his finest acting performance. And I fell in love with him. Like I said, man, he's a national treasure. I see this movie, I'm like, fuck this Sylvester Stallone.
Just like, they don't got any rules down there. Mexicans do whatever the fuck they want.
Dude,
Dude, I'm gonna kill them all.
Now, granted, when I was watching it, I said, you know what? Maybe he is writing it true to have John Rambo because maybe the character of John Rambo would be a like conservative. But then it's like, but
Rambo, why
do like, you need to make this? A movie about that? Yeah, I don't get exactly. that. Like, do we need to see where like every fucking character we see like ends up politically? Like, yeah, how they feel about like, Mexicans?
And so Rambo has decided to take the side of the Republicans. It's like, no. Like, and like, okay. The story of Rambo seems so like he seems like such a sad and lonely guy. Why would he just fucking kill all these Mexicans? Yeah. And I'm okay. Sylvester Stallone would probably say something like, "They killed the only thing that
they
matters
killed
to
and
them.
Raped but that was
never,
and
that
raped."
Never came across like in these interviews that we just saw. He was so like she was inspired. Raped. Like you could tell he really cares about.
She was
all
human
of this.
Trafficked for months, mm-hmm. I think, or weeks.
Or something like that.
Like,
yeah.
Some shit.
Like she was just fucking.
And she just,
up.
And then, I mean, no offense to that, but she just, like, looked tired.
What do you mean when she was dying?
I was like, damn, all that damage, and you just look sleepy.
I'm just going to take a nap.
She's like, duh, John.
Like, I think this fool really cares about his films, but the way he spoke about it, he's like, yeah, you know, they took everything she loved. Like, in his head, like, oh, this fucking giant-ass, dope-ass, epic story. But it's not portrayed at all like that.
Like, he was talking about the main love interest girl in such like profound ways. She's barely in the fucking movie.
Yeah.
I can't even remember.
I forgot
her name.
There was even a love interest until like right this second.
The fucking
Paz
journalist.
Vega.
Yeah,
the actress is Paz Vega.
The journalist in Mexico that's like.
Remember, she was watching him watch.
Yeah.
Watch fucking.
Like she saved him.
You know who was the fucking main cartel dude? Cantiflas?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he looks so fucking familiar. Of course.
Dude, sorry,
nah, shout out some... honestly, shout out to those two brother actors. I think they were pretty good. Like, I thought they were good.
Okay, we'll get to them in a bit.
Shout out to you guys.
Well,
you shouldn't have done this movie.
Okay, that's what we're gonna get to. But let's finish up with Sylvester Stallone.
Okay,
how do we feel
about him? I think he's just. I think he surrounds himself with like yes men.
Yes men.
And he doesn't surround himself with fucking people of color, obviously, or at least in the right. Like, I think all of this should have been addressed way earlier. Because by the time you're casting, you as an actor can't really say, hey, let's change this story. You're, like, locked in, you know? And so it's, like, all those issues should have been brought up before, and it wasn't because he wrote it with another white person. Mm-hmm. And he took it to white people to fund.
And they don't get it.
And they filmed it in Spain.
They filmed it in Spain for white people.
And I think it's so much... So I think... Well, I don't know why. I feel like making the parallel between the fact that this movie is supposed to take place in Mexico, was filmed in Spain, and right now there's that big debate about, like, should Spanish artists be...
She shouldn't be nominated for a Latin Grammy. I love Rosalia to death. She shouldn't be nominated for a Latin Grammy. It's fucking dumb. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just a white person that can speak Spanish.
That's literally what it is. That's all it is, dog.
She was doing
Europe.
She was doing flamenco shit. Cool. That's some. That's got Spanish roots.
And I wanted to bring that up because I feel like that's how little mainstream. Like that, I think is like the perfect. Like without even any of us need to say anything, you just have to look at that fact that a big star like Sylvester Stallone can get funding and shit to make a movie in Mexico, film it in Spain. Fucking a company like the Grammys can be like, you know what? Let's show Latinos we support them and fucking vote for people from Spain or nominate people from Spain instead of the actual Mexico. It's like they're just trying to give you this facade of like, we fucking like you, but they're going.
That's exactly. Yeah.
They're going
is.
Anywhere but us to get the actual shit from, yeah. And that's where the problem.
Because
fucking
white
lies.
People will hear me complain about Rosalía and be like, why? Like she's speaking Spanish, isn't she? Like, what more do you want?
You jackass!
It's just like motherfucker. Maybe someone that looks and feels and has experienced the things I've experienced, you know, instead of just some person who's completely detached from all the fucking culture that she supposedly like, you know, feels like she's a part of. Like,
so a lot of people don't get it, though.
She said, like, I feel Mexican, you know? Huh. Like, and if it was anyone else, if it was Sylvester Stallone saying,
I feel Mexican,
people would tear him a new asshole. But because Rosalia's hot and
she speaks Spanish.
She's hot as a person and hot on the market, no one says shit. Because Rosalia's in right now.
Yeah, man. That's all, like, that same mentality is just what's going, I think, through Sylvester Stallone right now. He doesn't understand it, so he doesn't. He doesn't want to deal with it. Like,
you,
so he can't.
So we were watching interviews of Rambo, and they ask him, do you have any plans for a future Rambo? And he said, the only way it could end is if Rambo's on the run and he goes to an Indian reservation.
Because his dad's full Indian.
Yeah, because Rambo is half Native American and his dad, he's like, he needs a full-blooded.
An Indian reservation. That's the only place where he could go and heal. Other than that, he's done.
And, okay, so the reason I brought that up is that it just goes to show how disconnected Sylvester Stallone is from the greater narrative of just, like, what these people represent as opposed to being props for Rambo's story.
That's all it was, dude. Like, she died. Like, the daughter, well, the granddaughter died by, like, not even the end of the film. Like, they were still, like, what, like, a good 20, 30 minutes? The whole, like, fight still had to take place.
Yeah, when he got her out of there, I was like, is the movie over? And then, and then the greatest scene ever of Rambo driving up to the U.S.-Mexican border, and it's a fucking skinny-ass fish wire with a sign that says U.S.-Mexico border.
Yeah. Oh, man, I wish I could have taken a picture of it, dude.
And he's just like, fuck the rules. He's like, he's just like, I have to save my family.
Goes through this wooden fence, this wooden barbed wire fence. Fucking kid you
it's
not.
It's literally barbed. It was cartoonish. I remember because you all brought it up in the group chat, and then when I saw it, I was like, it's really barbed wire
with one sign,
and then he fucking drives right through it. Obviously,
and then someone.
No, but see, they do that, and then at some point when. When one of the evil brothers is making a speech, do you remember that random cutaway to the actual wall? To the border wall? It was just like this random drone shot, and then it cuts back. I was like, was that like a subliminal message? Like, think of the wall.
Yeah, it's just like,
think of the wall when you think of these Mexicans are coming.
Yeah, because that, all that it did was explain why the Mexicans came so easily to Rambo's house.
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere in the movie someone's like, Mexicans are evil.
Dude, I love, think of the wall. Think of the wall.
Dude, like, I can imagine some jackass.
Trump 2020.
Dude, can you guys imagine like Trump, like?
Dude, imagine that. Imagine that clip out of context. Like, you saying he's like, build the wall. Like, take the wall. Trump 2020.
That looks so bad. But anyway, someone who wrote an article about it, I think on Remezcla, said how it's ridiculous that Rambo got through the border. With a dead body in the fucking riding shotgun.
Yeah, and how did the fucking narcos come over so easily?
Dude, the screenwriter didn't even give a fuck. He was just like, and they're on the farm now.
Yeah, he's like, they just ended up here. He's like, they didn't have to go through any fucking border security. He's like, for a second, let's just ignore that. Yeah. You know, America usually wants to like look good in movies. Like, wait, no, our border patrol wouldn't let that fly. But they're like, okay, can you sacrifice that for Rambo killing a bunch of beaners on this territory? Like, yes.
Trump was like, yes.
Yes, I'll okay that myself.
And I love how five vans like drove to the farm.
Oh my God.
But and somehow that supplied maybe like 50 to 75
70 people.
70 by the end of it was so militarized. Like all these people like came with fucking like guns and like bandoliers and like all this other shit.
But it felt like there's a scene in fucking this movie called Cannibal the Holocaust.
Oh,
Cannibal the Musical. Cannibal the Musical, where a character gets chased out of a fucking bar, and then all these people run after him. But in like the movie magic thing is that the director had them run into the side of the barn and then do it again, and so it looked like a continuous stream of a bunch of people chasing
that's
the main
so
character.
Sick.
But it's just the same people, and I feel like that's what happened in Rambo. Like they just got all right. Let's get like 10 of them.
10 of them?
Yes. Like 10 of them? And I just like put like a beard on one of them.
Tell one when he runs across camera to put on a mustache after, run, take it off, put on his hat.
Because I literally just, I kept going, where are they coming from?
Like, where are these fucking Mexicans coming from?
Rebel
kept
killing and people kept
brutally,
dying.
brutally killing. He's
dude,
brutally
he's
killing.
He's like, oh, I'm gonna chop off his leg next, right? Yeah.
Ah, fuck Mexicans. But they cut the behind the scenes video before you just said that.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about him because we were watching that interview with where he's just like sitting and explaining, and he's like, I know his movie probably sounds a little boring, but
no,
but
he says he's like. Sounds pretty depressing.
Yeah, pretty depressing.
I swear it's for the kids.
It's a kids movie. Go see it.
Roll the clip.
And I see that, and then you had said, like, he seems like a cool guy to be around.
Like he's fun on set. When he's talking about Rambo, he seems like he really understands this guy.
He's super hype. Yeah.
And so I don't understand how he can... I don't understand because... Okay, I do understand. It's because fucking Sylvester Stallone... doesn't understand the implications of what he's showing. Much like we were talking about today, how people don't understand, like, much how people, what did I just say? Hold on, no, I lost it. It was really good. Hold on. So, Sylvester Stallone doesn't understand what the damage that a movie like this can do. Much like we were talking about earlier, how some people are saying the movie Joker is damaging to the fucking
hell yeah
to the fucking masses, you know. And some people are like, how can someone be so blind as to make a movie like Joker, knowing the political climate we live in? Sylvester Stallone did the same shit.
Yeah, I raised the same question. Yeah, we raised the same question. Why would you do this now? Like, even if this is where your story would go in your head, why? Mm-hmm. Why would you do this right now? And in a way, you can't really fault them for it, because we made that argument about Joker. It's like, well,
yeah, that's true.
What other time to put that movie out?
Yeah, exactly. Like, when is
just it? Like, we want people to be sensitive to how we feel about our culture. We should... People, you would think that we would want to pay that same respect to other people, that how they feel about gun violence, especially if they're closely related.
Yeah. And I don't know why I like Joker and not fucking Rambo. Well, I mean, because one's a good movie, one's a fucking shit.
Well, yeah, exactly. But we're talking about morally, morally these movies.
It just doesn't seem. I think it has to be like a. We react to the movie seeing people. It feels like we're seeing people we know get killed brutally for fucking Rambo. For Sylvester Stallone, it's just an extra. They just all happen to be Mexican. Mm-hmm. But they're probably all from Spain also, you know, like.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, all the actors are probably like, now that I'm looking back at footage, like, there are a bunch of light-skinned people in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see a super brown person ever.
Nope.
You don't see a Justin looking ass dude.
Thanks,
Skunk. Skunka was kind of brown.
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
Skunka was pretty brown.
Well, most of them were light skinned, and so Sylvester Stallone probably was looking around. And he's like, "All right, so far so good, but they get any browner than this, and we're gonna have a problem."
If it was like a card that he pulls out, all right, everybody.
Yeah, holy shit! Like one of those famous guys in the face. Yeah. He's like. All right. roll camera. I'm pretty sure he's not racist, but the movie is, in my opinion,
absolutely racist.
Yeah.
I want to talk about those brothers.
Okay, let's do it.
Some good aspects of the movie?
I mean, I don't think... I'm guessing you don't like the brothers.
No, I didn't. I thought... see, those brothers... I had such a problem with their characters. Aside from just like me kind of really getting mad at that fucking Cantiflas guy for one day playing an icon, Mexican icon, and then playing a fucking despicable beaner.
Just like, this is my beach and all of you will be my beaches.
Exactly. Like, yeah. I did not like how fucking cartoonishly evil the brothers and the men were. Like, you can have evil characters. Like, Joker's evil. We're talking about Joker. Yeah. Joker's evil. But... Joker's not like, just because he turns evil doesn't mean he's like every step of the way he's like fucking pushing a cat off the fucking ledge or something, or he's fucking burning a cigarette on an old lady's forehead.
These guys literally go in a circle and beat up Rambo.
I want to see that image now. So, wait, what'd you say?
They get in a circle and they beat up Rambo.
Yeah, they fucking do.
Like, that's so fucking cartoonish.
Well, it's like a cartoonish image.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying everything, like there was not a single hint of humanity in any one of these characters. Really, remember, he literally tells like Rambo's like, "So what I'm gonna do is like I'm gonna fucking fuck you up. I'm gonna cut your face." He's like, "I'm gonna let you live, and I'm gonna use your daughter. I'm gonna use her a bunch of times, like, cause she means nothing to me. These girls, they're just flesh. They're just my come on." He's like, "And when I'm finished with them, I'm just gonna throw them away like I do." I'm like, okay, we got it, bro.
Because I'm an evil motherfucker.
Because I'm an evil. Like, all he needed to say was like, "Cause I'm a Mexican, and that's how I do shit."
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, in that,
I don't have any morals. Dude, that's what. Rambo originally wrote that in. It's like, "I have no morals.
Yeah.
I do not believe in the law." And then, like, someone was like, "Hey, make it a little more fake."
Because see, why does a psychopath like Joker get away and get to have humanity instilled in his character, and the fucking Mexicans get nothing? They're just pure evil.
Yeah, these guys are just evil for the sake of being.
That's what makes a good villain, dude. Like, Joker thought he was right. Like, the villain always thinks that he's doing right on his end, dude. And these villains didn't make any fucking sense. They were just evil. They had no motivation. There was no reason for me to be like, I understand you, you know, because that's what makes a villain good. Also, like, we don't share some of the humanity with them. But I couldn't do.
Yeah, because there was no, there wasn't even a real. You don't even really know how they got her. It's still, it's all like a mystery. So it doesn't like, it would be like you would have had to establish what first why they got her and like build that relationship of like. Cause that's its own relationship, the kidnapper and the fucking victim. Like, why did this happen? How do they feel about each other? What's their dynamic? Ben, you and don't see so, that. They just hate her. They just hate her, and they just hate her.
And we use it, and we like money.
Like, that's the dad was just an excuse to get her there. And when she gets,
and
there,
the dad was, the
story begins.
The dad was fucking evil too.
Piece of shit loser. Everybody's a worthless character. Yeah, just like.
Like, he's in the light when he's like, hello. He's like with my wife. He's like, go ahead for a second when the daughter comes to see him. And then the daughter's like, hey, I have to talk to you about something. And then he asks me something.
He's in the light. He like literally like fucking gets in and it turns dark. And then he's just like,
I left you and your mother because I fucking hate you. I thought you were fucking worthless. You took enough of my time, my youth, my fucking energy. And it's just like,
it was the most fucking card. It was just like, one day I looked at you and I realized I feel nothing for you.
He says this.
He said like that.
Because I'm fucking cold and heartless.
Like a fucking beaner would be. Like literally, that's all I kept saying. Like, so this is how beaners be.
Maybe take that last line out. Okay. The studios made me cut a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Studios made me cut out. I thought, you know, I was trying to stay true to my icon, Quentin. You know, I wanted to, wanted to keep it on the page.
He's just like, well, yeah, they're in Mexico.
He's like, so
and literally, the dad character never comes up again.
Oh, well, two scenes, that's it.
Once when fucking Sylvester, but yeah. No, Sylvester then lay a finger on him. Then lay a finger on this fucking evil beaner.
Man, it was under there just to move the plot. He talked to the daughter. He talked to Sylvester. All right, you're used up. Get the fuck out of here.
He's like, okay, character exit. You're wrapped.
Yeah. Hey, man, you did really good.
And we don't even get to see the death of one of the brothers. I didn't even know he got killed because they did it so badly. When Rambo goes back to that guy's house and someone's taking a shower, that's the brother. And then the next time you see him,
he's decapitated.
So you don't even know it's him.
Yeah.
Because there's no head on it.
It didn't really make any sense. He just went in.
And then the guy was just like, happened. I'm going to kill this motherfucker for killing my brother.
And that's excuse for all of these five SUVs to go and make the trek.
Everyone, let's go make the fucking trip to the U.S. in these five SUV fucking incognito vans full of guns, full of things, full of beaners.
Just fucking we never learn where the fuck they're at. Like at least like TJ Mexico. You know, it's some fucking like bottom line shit. No, dude, like all of a sudden they're just in Mexico. Like it's fucking just general.
Yeah, the girl does a U-turn in Arizona and fucking heads to Mexico.
Yeah. So she goes
like,
out.
In like 15 minutes. Like she's like, oh, Mexico's not that far.
U-turn. Literally the next scene. She's
Dude,
the next scene, she's
Rambo is so worthless in that scene because she. So the girl in the movie, she's looking for her father, and it's not Rambo, and so they have this scene where he's like fucking, you know, like a man, like a sexy man. He's fucking hammering out his fucking swords and shit.
He's just like, I'm gonna hit this hot piece of metal.
Bing, bing. He's all fucking jacked, and then she comes. He's like, hey, what's up, niece? And she's like, I want
to
see
that
my.
I'm totally not attracted to.
That's a whole nother can of worms.
Why does he keep doing this? I don't even relate to
it. Point being, she fucking tells him, you know, she comes to him with this big conflict. I want to see my father. He says, no, 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 no. She's like, okay, Uncle Rambo. And like that right there should have been your first like, what lady gives up that easily? Yeah.
She's like, please, just do one thing for me. Don't go. Okay.
Okay. And then she gets up.
And then Rambo's like,
whoosh. He's like, whoo. He's like, that was easy. I'm like, you've been through four movies where you've been tortured. I'm like, let alone, can you trust anybody? Like, even like, that was just so fake. I think everybody in the audience knew, like, oh, she's going to go.
Yeah, it was the dumbest shit ever. But,
the next morning, she fucking, like, walks out of the house, like, okay, I'm just going to go to school like I usually do. And he's like, okay. See you later, dog. Like she's like, thanks for that talk, by the way. I'm glad I listened to you. I'm glad you listened to me
I'm
too.
I'm glad I'm not going.
I'm glad I'm not going to see my father.
She literally goes on the highway, looks in the rearview mirror, makes a U-turn, and the next scene, she's already in Mexico.
Boom.
That shit was so funny, dude. I laughed.
And the actress will try her best to kind of like explain her character's motivation.
She cares.
Being like, she's got to find her truth, but nah, dude. The character was such a dumbass. Who in the right mind, if I was like, hey, I want to go see my dad, and then it's like, you know all these nights that I stayed up looking at your dad beat the shit out of you and your mom, and he beat the shit out of me, and he tried to kill me all these times, and he's a fucking evil man. And then I'm just like, but I still want to know. why he left me.
It's just like, bro. I was like, yeah.
Did you not hear what I just said?
At that point, I'd be like, all right, dumbass, go. Go fucking find your drug cartel ass father. He's going to beat the shit out of you like he used to fucking beat the shit out of your mom. And then maybe you'll learn. And then even worse happens. She gets fucking killed.
But that's not even related.
I don't.
That's the part that, okay. Yeah, the evil ass dad literally didn't even do anything.
Yeah, he didn't do shit.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't lay a finger on
anybody.
And
the cousin just like sells her out. And then she somehow for gets like roofied, and then something happens.
Yeah. For like some takis. Use your torta. Oh, Sylvester's like, we had a scene where we showed the exchange of the takis for the girls, like, but the studio didn't want that. He's like, I love that scene. I thought it was personally great. I wrote that myself.
It just goes to show how little her worth was to her friend, really. You know, all the subtext was lost.
Dude, that's what this whole fucking movie is, dude. Like, a fucking random-ass Alabamian is gonna be like, wow, that dad was a complete dick, and then she got roofied in Mexico? Fuck Mexico. And then they came onto my soil and killed this hero, Rambo?
This movie just felt like such a sore thumb in this whole series because it's like somebody... It felt like somebody wanted to make... So, put Rambo aside. Let's just look at this movie. Let's just call it El Final Blood. Or Last Blood. So this movie, Last Blood, is about a girl who lives on a farm with her grandma, and she's like, I want to go see my father who lives in Mexico. She's like, no, don't, he's a bad man. She's like, fuck you, I'm going to go anyway. She goes.
It's like my movie. It's like American movie.
Except there's fucking like.
So but imagine see, my like, movie, but with Rambo.
You could have put any bland action hero in there, and it would have been the same movie. Yeah. But it felt like somebody had this idea to say, you know who would be cool for this movie? What if Rambo got into the mix?
Live for nothing. Or die for something.
And if they reworked it and tinkered with it a bit just to fucking like... That's what most of these movies feel like. They just want to attach this big character to this smaller movie idea like they did with like 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Right.
Where that was written as its own solo thriller. And they're like, you know what would be cool? Let's fucking throw some Cloverfield in there.
So someone's like, so why does Rambo live with this older Mexican lady and her granddaughter? I don't know. He just lives there.
He lives in a farm.
He's an old friend. This lady and Rambo, they're old friends. Like, yeah. So why have we never seen them in any other Rambo movie? So come on, man. Just give me the money to make this movie. Please.
Please.
I promise we're going to kill a lot of Mexicans.
He's like, and in the next one, we're in the Indian reservation. We'll kill them too.
We'll kill them too. It's just
it'll be great.
All right. Sign the contract for a fucking 2-movie deal right now. One with the Mexicans, one with the Native Americans.
Dude, I asked my grandpa why like he liked it.
Oh, did he like it?
So he's like, I like the ending because that's when all the action happened. And I'm like, yeah. And then I talked to him about like the beginning and I was like, but it was bad. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, abuelo, they literally reached in, get his bone and do that. And then we just started laughing, dude.
And he's like, I like it. Like,
he just likes these like bad action movies. Because come on, dude, like who doesn't like Bad Boys and Explosions?
These movies keep getting embraced. Like we saw, they promoted this shit on Despiértate America.
Yeah, they were on Despiértate America.
What the fuck?
It's like, and then fucking like, here's what okay.
Thank
we're
God
gonna
you and Remezcla like called this movie fucking out. We wouldn't have known about it because the fucking trailers, and this is pretty smart. The trailers and promotion like keep the fact that it's like
Mexican. Yeah, they keep it out.
They keep it super hidden, so it's like a nice surprise when the white person's like, oh,
but all these are the.
Oh,
he's like, oh shit. He's just like,
it's like, honey, get another Bob Gordon.
We're gonna need it.
Is like gonna be a sleeper hit in the south.
I think one thing I'm fucking annoyed by with anything a studio shits out is they feel like, and I've heard a film. I have a film reviewer friend. I don't want to name him just because this might not be his story. So I'm just, this is how I remember it. He was talking about how he works for Remezcla too, or he'll write for them. And whenever a studio puts out a Brown movie or a movie involving Brown, you know, they're quick to fucking hit up those sites. Like, hey, can you do some press for it? Can you be at our red carpet event site? But for any other movies, like, they're like, oh, yeah, we'll get to your
thing.
Like,
hey, can I get 2 tickets to the Venom red carpet premiere? Sorry, but there's not really, it's in San Francisco. There's not really a lot of
it's like, we already got two comedian podcasts on that one. There's no way we can squeeze you in.
I wonder who, like, at the very top finally was like, hey, we probably shouldn't put all these Mexicans in there. Haven't you been watching the news? Because, like you're saying, like, the trailer isn't very, like, he goes to Mexico and he fucking kills all these cartels. Like, yes, you see like the Mexicans. I feel so bad just calling them Mexicans, but there's no fucking context for these guys. Like, yeah, you see him
those drug traffickers
go and do this shit, but it's like pegged as like, oh, is this Rambo trying to get back his like daughter or some shit? But that's not the movie at all. So I wonder who said, like, hey guys, maybe chill it out a little bit. Because somebody's not stupid at the top, apparently.
No, well, I just wonder, like, I wanted, and this is the final question I wanted to post to y'all. Like, why do you think people are so quick to just, I kind of know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Why are these, like, brown media, these are, like, the channels that our parents are watching, you know? And just because a movie happens to have brown people, they just have to jump all over it like flies to shit. It's like they're always like, oh, it's brown. Oh, we have to go. Like, we have to because that's just who we are. We're fucking. And I kind of hate that just because we are a certain group of people, we automatically have to latch onto something that's put out in the world just because it's even slightly related to us. So why can't they just ignore movies like Rambo?
It's their
job. Why can't they just ignore it?
It's their job. They fake it every single day. Like, those fucking Despierta America people, like, you can just tell how forced all that shit is, in my opinion.
I think they just don't get it either. Because, like, I mean, Univision and fucking, like, anything Latin America.
La nueva película de Rambo.
Yeah, like, all these people just don't get it because they're still racist. Like, for example, Omar La Negra on fucking Univision. Like, somebody legit put on blackface and put on this fucking afro and was, like, being racist.
And they're just like, and then they're like, yeah. What's so bad about that?
Exactly.
I've done impressions of other black people in the past. Yeah. No one said anything.
So that's what this movie is. I think, for one, they didn't really understand it, and they didn't really care.
They really don't care. Like, yeah.
And then they just did it anyway. And even if they did know about it, they're like, what, is this fucking Rambo doing an action movie? Shut the fuck up.
It's like if England made a movie about America and they got everything wrong. We're going to be like, whatever. That doesn't affect me.
But we're not going to be fucking blasting it everywhere.
That's true.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think at the end of the day, it probably just comes down to like the stupidest, simplest thing. It's like, we get a chance to fucking have Sylvester Stallone in our studio. Oh,
yeah.
Fuck it, we'll promote whatever the fuck he's got going on. But like, it's just like, why can't we be more careful? Like, why can't we be like, why do we have to? I just hate every time it's like a brown movie. Like all the fucking, like they flock to it, whether it's good or bad.
I have the answer.
What?
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all.
Angels recently got into NY hip hop. Congrats.
I think that's a perfect place to fucking take a pause, and we'll reflect on
what we just said.
On what we just talked, and we'll we'll unheat. And get back to some civilized discussions. Fuck Rambo, fuck Sylvester Stallone. We'll be back.
God damn it, Rocky. It's Nino's
Podcast. It's Nino's Podcast. It's Nino's
Well, looks like we're just about wrapping it up here.
Yeah, we're taking a break. We're drinking some water, getting rehydrated after fucking getting all pissed off.
We're all
having cooler John minds Rambo. Prevail.
Mm. You're right, cooler minds do prevail. We will not let you get us, Rambo.
You son of a bitch.
These are three beaners that you're not going to get.
Let's see who can outrun who longer.
Try to break my collarbone,
motherfucker.
And then John Rambo comes out of the wall right now.
But yeah, we wanted to end it off talking about how not only is this movie kind of racist sometimes, but it's very cheaply made to the point of like hilarity.
Yeah, this is embarrassing. That's another reason why I say why. Like, this doesn't even look good, bro. Like, this looks like some fucking Sharknado shit.
Some Sharknado level. Yeah.
Sci-fi, like a sci-fi original, dude.
The driving's a green screen, and it was so bad. God. I would turn every time they drove with my sister, and we would just laugh.
I'm on my way to Mexico.
Like, hey, look, I'm driving, guys. I'm driving. Fuck, dude.
Fuck that. And then the editing. Oh, my God.
The editing was so weird in this movie.
Yeah, it was weird.
And then we didn't even talk about the whole Home Alone section.
Oh, dude.
Oh, all his booby traps?
Yeah, all his fucking, like, his random tunnels
after his daughter dies.
But when we watched that recap, he's kind of been doing he's been doing booby traps. So he's the OG Kevin McAllister. Yeah,
set that one up good. The tunnels and all that shit.
Home Aloner.
He's the OG Kevin.
Yeah. Dude, he's Home Alone inside.
Wow, is this like the only time? Oh wow, this is the only time actual Rambo comes out, dude. Because you know how like the spikes fall down and kill somebody like that. It's like the only time the actual like Vietnam related Rambo comes out, just for this just portion. Like,
huh, did this movie have Vietnam flashbacks? They did, right?
No, I don't think so. No.
I feel like
there was sometimes, yeah, like he would.
Like
he
he's
would
just
get...
like sitting down at fucking breakfast and then like.
Oh yeah.
It's just like, come on, dude. It's like
random ass flashbacks. Oh my god.
Yeah, because you're just like, it's a Rambo movie. We need the flashbacks.
Yeah.
And then, like the fucking Home Alone segment. Now that I'm thinking about it, he just had random tunnels under his house.
Yeah, they set that up early in the beginning, but
that he
they
just
never
had
explained
that
because
they fuck he fucking let his underage niece and their friends like, drink and like fucking make out under there.
Dude, what a
which is another creepy subplot. He's like, oh yeah, you and your friends can go fuck around in my.
But we
my
know that
tunnels.
She's underage because she graduated high school, settles. Dude. Yeah, she graduated high school.
He's like, why don't you invite all your underage friends? You guys go fucking my sex.
Yeah, and then they like almost bang in the tunnel too.
He's fucking his sex shack.
Yeah, that's so weird, dude. Like the one encounter she has.
See that? I would have loved to have seen that fucking Rambo fucking running a sex shack brothel.
Oh god, with the tunnels. That's just like
and like he fucking hunts down people that like don't pay up.
See,
that'd be a sick ass.
Literally anything would be better than this fucking movie.
Like, it just progressively... The highlight was when this man... You see it in the trailer, but only a little bit. He stabs a Mexican guy who he shot 4 arrows, mind you, right here. Like, so he couldn't move.
Some fucking execution
style.
Yeah.
And then he fucking stabs his heart, goes down, and then pulls out
his
heart.
Oh, God, yeah. Literally we pulls the heart out of Mexicans.
Exchange. Yeah, dude.
Nah, he doesn't need it.
No,
he almost
believed
it.
Becomes
you younger. Almost believe it.
He eats it and his fucking plastic surgery tightens. That's how he fucking keeps this fucking Botox tightens up.
I've never used Botox.
Okay, fellas, I think this is the perfect this is the perfect make or break question for our audience to know whether this movie is truly a piece of shit or not.
All right. Oh, yeah.
No, he's going to answer a question.
Oh.
Rambo, Last Blood, or El Chicano? If you had to pick...
If I had to watch another one again,
I go with El Chicano.
Or,
what the fuck?
Or what's more racist?
Yeah. What's more racist?
Oh,
Or actually, no. It should, because I know what I'm trying to ask. I guess
it's like what would I watch? Well,
what would you rather? What would?
If I was forced to watch one thing forever, and I had to pick between El Chicano or Rambo.
Yes, that's a better way to phrase it.
El Chicano.
Yeah,
El Chicano.
Rambo's just a bad movie.
Because there's a lot of funny moments in El Chicano. Like, unintentionally.
Dude, the fucking 5-20-minute conversation in the car? Come on, dude.
Just like, did he just say that he was going to go to 56th and 78th to kill...
And fucking Hector's in there? Yeah, okay,
yeah. El Chicano has all these, like, stupid fucking moments.
Has all these moments,
like, eventually, you'll just go so crazy that it'll be a comedy movie to you. You'll be like... Fucking Joker again. But this movie, I would just be pissed off and probably sad and also angry. Like, I would watch it and my rage would just build.
I'd just be bored. It just was not interesting. Or
you couldn't understand shit that Rambo was saying. He'd be like,
Mexicans.
Think of the wall. Anyway, okay, you can fucking tell. We didn't like this movie.
This is like, first of all, just a bad movie.
Yeah. Fuck this movie. Don't see Rambo.
Nah.
Be more mindful of what you watch too. And tell you, I think it's worthy to have these conversations, not just amongst ourselves, because I know it could kind of just sound lame. It was just like, yeah, we all agree that we hate this one movie, but like genuinely, like have this conversation with your parents even. Yeah. Like think about the media you're consuming. Like ask questions like pose that question to him. Like, you don't feel uncomfortable, Dad, that a brown person that looks a lot like you got his fucking heart ripped out of his chest mercilessly?
No, I like it.
I like Sylvester Stallone.
I like when he kills people that look like me and my family.
Ha ha. Makes me sick.
Yeah, dude, go watch this with your Willow too and have a conversation about why he may or may not like it.
I know my sister's gonna love this movie. Yeah. I know.
It's like she was gonna probably love El Chicano.
Yeah, dude, she's gonna be like, that was cool. That was a cool
Jesus
movie.
Christ.
Wow.
So maybe you'll like it, but if you do like it, let us know why. Yeah. Like, really let us know why.
And do you guys think it's, or do you folks think it's racist?
Or even like, what am I trying to say? I don't know. Maybe if you don't, maybe if you disagree with some of the shit we've said, or if you're just like, you guys are making a really big deal for no reason. Like, so what? Rambo kills a couple Mexicans here and
calm
there.
Calm the fuck down.
It was cool. There was cool explosions. I'm like making fun of like picking people that like Rambo. I'm sorry. Write down your comments. I won't judge you.
The only reason I'm not more mad is because this movie didn't like even do that great. So it's gonna go unscathed. It's gonna go unscathed for now, but I'm not like offended by it. I think I was more annoyed by El Chicano because everybody
had more of an impact.
People were like, our first superhero were like, No.
Oh yeah, dude, that's the thing, and like nobody fucking remembers that now.
What are you gonna pull up?
Yeah, what's happening right now?
I wanna read some comments on the Rambo trailer to see what the consensus is. This movie was slow at first, but Rambo kicked ass, bringing me back to my younger years. A good movie if you are a Rambo fan.
Name?
Phil Browning.
White people talk at it again.
That's comedy.
The legend comes back in 2019. To hell with critics. This is Rambo, not Cinderella. It's meant to be violent.
Is he Disney princess?
Well, it's just like, this isn't Cinderella. I want to see people's heads getting blown off.
Which I gave.
Saw this movie. Fuck. Saw this movie. Damn good and realistic. Guttiest Rambo to date. Ignore paid critics. Go see this movie, mate. So, you know.
Steve Irwin?
Go see this movie, mate. Yeah. SJWs are bitching about the movie. This is going to be great. That's going to be the... Okay, final comment. The best movie, 2019. As you can tell, me and Chris's job is not done. Because so many people think that this movie that we just talked shit about for an hour, it's cool. It's best movie 2019. It's gory and realistic. Someone watched this and was like, that's probably exactly how Mexicans are.
And see, this is why we do this series. It's not even like, I mean, I like to think that you don't even necessarily have to watch the movies to like understand this discussion. It's just more like we're reporting back to y'all like, this is what we saw as creators. Like, this is what we see is being put out by us, and we have to call it out. Mm-hmm. At least
this makes me feel bad or whatever.
We didn't even talk about the fact that this wasn't even written by a person of color. But in a way, like, I think this is a good example of just things that we are, this series in particular. I even am starting to kind of realize that these are movies we're looking at and almost as like as a do not do list for when we do our own things. Like, be aware of these things, be aware of subtextual things. Like, honestly, when you brought up the thing about the hate against national born Mexicans in El Chicano and even in here, how you noticed that none of those guys got
the Mexican American.
Oh, that also happened in El Chicano, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That was the plot of it.
That I would have never picked up on that had I not had these conversations with you, and probably other people won't either, because it's something that's just being subconsciously put into your head.
He legit has a line in regards to why he doesn't just call the police or something. He says, Rambo, and I quote, "They don't do shit down there.
They don't do shit down there. I gotta take care of business."
Yeah.
It's Rambo's time, which I think Rambo is a pretty good representation of America. It's like, America's gotta take care of it.
Yeah.
And then they're coming into our home. You know, so fuck this movie.
Oh, this fucking barbed wire fence, goddammit.
Yeah, exactly. So, our job's not done. There's still a lot of racist movies out there. A lot of racist creators. Sylvester Stallone, are you a racist? I don't know, man.
This made a shitty-ass movie you thought was good.
This movie doesn't fucking help. Homie, what? Why'd you do it? Why'd you do that to me?
Come on, Rocky.
Look at me!
I love Rocky! And now I gotta live with the fact that guy who made Rocky
fucking wrote this movie,
wrote Rambo and starred in Rambo 5 and was like, this is dope.
Well, Justin, thank you for coming into the den after so long of not having seen you in a while.
Exactly.
Thank you for just coming by. Thank you for having a chat with us.
Bye, buddy.
Anything you want to plug or say to the other guy? Who the fuck are you?
Go follow me on that.
Follow this fool on all the social media handles.
At Counter Justin.
I don't know. Just go watch movies, and I guess even if you don't like this video, I hope you can now see, well, maybe I don't like this movie for X reasons.
Shut up, Beaner!
Yeah. Because even when we lose, we win.
Fuck yes. Fuck Rambo. Honestly, wait, is it racist? What do y'all think? I'm going to stick with yes.
I think there's a lot of racist shit in like the fucking line I just quoted is fucking obviously racist. But I don't think it was made with racist intentions. This guy just literally thought he was making a good movie when it's not. And he's white, so he's like, what do you mean? There's no problem.
I think it's racist.
Two against one. we're better here, folks. It's racist. Bye.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Chris. Chris, thanks for listening to another fucking awesome episode of the Us Podcast.
Level 2.
If you want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow at the Chris Carmona.
You can follow me at Angel Eye Salinas _.
Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at Us Podcast and check out our YouTube channels because we really need that support from y'all right now.
Listen to us on Spotify, listen to us on Apple Music, listen to us on Stitcher, literally anywhere you can get your podcasts.
You literally have no fucking excuse not to listen to us, bitch.
Whoa!
I'm back, baby!
Just kidding. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Bye.
Oh, thanks, y'all.
Holy shit. We, ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Damn. Justin confirmed homophobe Justin twice canceled. Today.
Just nonstop homophobia with you, Justin, huh? It's pretty wild.